It's time for the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.
Good afternoon. This is Sherry Fossey from Christian Light School in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We are so glad to be able to come to you and speak with you. We are at Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and the weather is hot. My email address is sherry@christianlighthaiti.org. Our website is christianlighthaiti.org, and you can find us on Facebook. We are based in Jacksonville, Florida, and our phone number is 904-661-8383. We welcome you to come visit sometime and see what's happening in Haiti. And just see if you could be a part of something like that. It may be very good for you and change your life. You just never know what God's going to do with you. I'd like to tell you a little bit about why we are in Haiti. If we're not giving them Jesus, if we're only doing the education and the food, but we don't give them Jesus, we aren't really doing much of anything. And so I'd like to tell you why we are in Haiti and what it is that we are doing there. What is the religion of Haiti? If you look on any of the information things, Wikipedia or anything like that, it's called a Christian country. It's mostly Roman Catholic. But what is it actually? When the slaves were brought over from Africa and brought to Haiti, they were taken off the boat and immediately baptized Catholic and told that now they would be Christian. This is forced conversion, and you cannot force anybody to believe anything. You have got to let them have a choice. God gives us a choice, and we cannot force anybody into believing anything. So they brought their religion with them, but they were told they had to be Catholic, so they made it look Catholic. In voodoo, they believe in a supreme creator who created everything and then pretty much abandoned it. He's not interested in them. He's not interested in you and me. They believe that this supreme creator is far away. He's very distant, and nobody could know him. He doesn't care about you and me. And since this good God, Bondier, is not interested, then they direct their worship toward the Loa. These are the spirits that are active on the earth. This religion came from Africa. It was made to look Catholic. And by trying to make it look Catholic, then their temples, their voodoo temples and things like that, all look Catholic. It incorporates pictures of nuns, mermaids, and saints. Different things like that are incorporated into it. In the voodoo religion, the Loa became the saints. They were mixed together, voodoo and Catholic, because the French were demanding that they be Catholic. It involves being possessed by the Loa. And they feel like if they ignore the Loa, then that will bring sickness or death or crop failure. So anything that happens in their family that's not good, then they blame themselves for not having pleased the Loa. And they will try to have ceremonies and do different things so that they can please these spirits. Their ceremonies involve the beating of drums, and there are different drum beats to bring up each spirit. There's a pole in the middle, and the spirit comes up the pole and possesses somebody. If you actually want to have your family blessed, then you want to be possessed by one of these spirits. It's a very dismaying religion, because this gives them more power and more ability. But it's nothing more than the demons being active. They combined it with Catholic And if you go into a Haitian house, you may see pictures of nuns or saints, candles, rosaries. Rosaries are often used in voodoo. And this is nothing against the Catholics. The Catholics have not tried to encourage any of this. But it's just gotten to be that where the two are so mixed together that it's hard to tell one from the other. A voodoo home may also have bottles with things in it, rattles, perfume, oil, dolls, and they communicate with their ancestors with some of these, so that somebody's spirit may be put in a bottle. Most voodooists consider themselves a Roman Catholic. If you ask Haitians, what is your religion? They would tell you that they are 70% Catholic, 30% Protestant, and 100% voodoo. I have seen both Catholic churches and Protestant churches that part of the time they appeared to be Christian and part of the time they seemed to be voodoo. We have one near our school that we can hear, and you can hear the change when they change from one to the other. And so they incorporate them together. But this is not what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that we will have no other gods before Him. And so we just cannot do this. The voodoo is so deeply ingrained in the culture that it's very hard to work with the older people, although we do want to do that. The adults have it so deeply ingrained in them that sometimes they don't understand that what they're doing is actually voodoo, because it's just a part of the culture and they've been doing it all their life. So we want to start very, very young with the Word of God. We start with very, very small children, teaching them that Jesus loves them, that Jesus is more powerful than Satan, and that Bondier, this God that they have been told is so distant, is not really far away. He's actually very close, and that He loves them, and He wants to take care of them. This is a different concept, and it's just so very different. But if we can start with them when they're very, very young and teach them, we start with three-year-olds, teaching them that God is very close, that Jesus loves them and Jesus cares about them. And when things happen, they should go to God. They should go to God the Father, and they should go to Jesus, and that He is close by. How do you do Bible study with little children? We use the Abeka picture cards that show pictures, and they're very large. You can show them in front of a large group. And so we use those in the classrooms. The teachers have divided up different Bible stories for different grade levels, and they use those to teach the story. Our teachers speak English, so they can read the story in English. And then especially for the younger children, they teach it in Creole so that they want the children to understand it. They take their time and teach just a little bit at a time. If they're going to do creation, each day is taught on a different day so that they can understand it and actually know what is happening and why God does things. They read stories about how God loves them. We have the little children's Bible story books teaching them how God loves them. Our children pray in school every day. They pray before school, and they pray during school, and we hope that they pray before tests. I think they do that everywhere, even if prayer's not allowed. But we encourage the children to pray, and we encourage them to pray to God the Father and to Jesus. This is very different than what is happening at home. As soon as the children can read, we want them reading directly from the Bible so that they know the Word of God. By first and second grade, they can read enough that with a little bit of help, they can read the Bible. They read it in French and Creole and in English. They especially read it in Creole because that's their heart language, and we want them to understand the Word of God in their own language. When we have a parent meeting or anything like that, we also try to teach a Bible lesson in Creole because we want our parents to know that God loves them. He's not far away. He's actually very, very close. That he wants people to have a close relationship with him because he loves them. Well, this is a new concept because they don't know that anybody loves them. And yet God does. He loves them very much. And he wants to take care of them. And he wants them to have a better life. When our students reach fourth grade, we start having pastors come in and teach the Word of God. There's a very, very good Bible school near to us that is run by a Filipino missionary. He does an excellent job teaching the Word of God and teaching it accurately from the Bible. And we have young pastors come over from his Bible school, and they teach our children from fourth grade up through 13th grade the Word of God so that they actually understand it and know it and know that this God that the voodoo people say is so distant and far away is very close. He's very, very close to them. And he's trying to take care of them. And he wants a close relationship with them. They need to realize that this is the right way to go. To go to this all-powerful God that they even the voodoo people say that all-powerful God is out there. But they do not worship him. They acknowledge that he exists, but they do not worship him. They worship other spirits. And this will never work. We need to be true to the one true God and to Jesus Christ, his Son, and not be praying to these other spirits. Because it is a dangerous thing. It leads them away from Jesus, and the Lord will not abide by it. We must bring them back to the true worship of God the Father and Jesus the Son. We've also done other Bible studies, such as Experiencing God and things like that with some of our older ones. This is more difficult for our Haitians to lead as they have not had it. And I would love to have somebody come down and spend some time taking our staff through Experiencing God. This is something you could do if you came to Haiti, that you could come down and do Bible studies with our staff and with our older students in English, teaching them some of these wonderful Bible study booklets that have been put out that were available to us, but they did not have it. We have done Experiencing God with our older students and some of the other Bible studies on faith. We're trying to reach our neighborhood. When we started Christian Light School, we did a little survey, and about 3% of the people in that area said that they were true Christians. These people said that they had turned away from voodoo and worshiped only the Lord God Almighty and Jesus Christ. 3%. That means 97% were still in voodoo. Well, a few years have gone by, and every day our little children are going out. And when a little child goes home, what does mother do? What does any mother do? Mother says, "And what did you learn in school today?" And that little child tells their mother the Bible story. That little child tells their mother about God the Father and Jesus Christ, and how the mother can have a relationship with this God that they've been told all their years, that they have been told that this God was far away and did not care. And these children are going home and telling their families that, yes, God does care about them. God does love them. And so we did another survey about a year ago. And in the families that our children are reaching, it's now 45% that say that they are what they call converti, that they are converted away from voodoo and to serving only God the Father and Jesus Christ. We can reach the neighborhood. The best way to reach it has been by sending out a couple hundred little evangelists every day, going home to their families, going home to their neighbors, and talking about Jesus and telling people what they learned in school today. We walk around the neighborhood and we hear children that we've never seen before singing songs that we taught in school. We go around and the parents now are welcome to hear things, to hear more about God the Father and Jesus. They are open to this, and our children have opened the doors by going out and telling their families what they learned in school, that they should not be serving all of these different spirits, that they should be serving the Lord God Almighty. In the Haitian society, these spirits control the lives of the people, and that's a very sad thing. If somebody in the family becomes sick, they start looking at themselves and saying, what did we do wrong? Did we not please the Loa? What did we do that caused grandfather to become sick? They blame themselves. If there's a drought and there's not rain, they blame themselves. And they start trying to have voodoo ceremonies. They will sell everything that they have to pay for voodoo ceremonies, to try to please these spirits that they think control the world. And yet, here's this good God out there who loves them, and they do not turn to him. But with our children going out, they are teaching their parents, they are teaching their neighbors how much God loves them. We have given our children Bibles. Many of them, their parents are illiterate. Most of them, their parents are illiterate. And so the children take the Bibles home and they read the Bible to their parents. This has worked out so well. The parents want to be able to read the Bible. I had one of our ladies that was cooking in the kitchen, doing a great job cooking, but had never been to school a day in her life. And she said to me, Miss Sherry, I have no light. I said, well, I can get you a light bulb. We can change the light bulb. She said, no, you don't understand. I have no light. I cannot read the Bible. So I have no light. I want to be able to read the Bible. And we started a class teaching her and some of the others who worked at the school but had never gone to school. We taught them how to read, so that they could read the Bible. And then we started with children's books, storybooks in Creole, with them being able to read in Creole the Bible stories so that they could understand it, and then going on to read the Bible itself. We would like to have more classes for parents to be able to learn to read and write in Creole. It's an easy language. It's not difficult. They can learn to read this in 1 year because it's not like English. English is very difficult. The words just don't follow the rules. But in Creole, they do. And it's a much easier language to learn to read. They want to learn to read. They want to know the truth. But they have been raised in this dark society that teaches them that they have to please all of these many spirits, many, many spirits. And besides the spirits of the Loa, there's also the spirits of ancestors, that they have to keep them pleased and take care of the spirits of ancestors. Sometimes somebody's grave is much more elaborate and beautiful than the house they lived in. trying to please the spirit of somebody that has died. And yet God is the God of the living. He wants the living to have a better life. He wants the living to know him and to be able to come to him with their problems. We've seen the Lord do so many things in the lives of Haitians, but we need to keep working at this. Keep teaching these children about Jesus, and then they go out and they teach others. Some of our older students now are teaching Sunday school in their churches because the pastor has found, oh, here's one of their young church members, even though he's 16, he knows his Bible better than anybody else in the church. And so he becomes a Sunday school teacher of younger children. Many of our students are teaching Sunday school. They're translating for the deaf. We have students who are teaching the Bible for the deaf. We have students who are leading worship. We have done guitar lessons so that they could learn how to play a guitar. And with a guitar, you can do that anywhere. You do not have to have electricity. You can lead worship under a mango tree. And many times they do. Most of the churches do not have electricity in Haiti. And so we are trying to give them practical tools that they can go out and teach others. So we start with very, very young children. We start with three-year-olds before they are so immersed in this other culture. And we teach them what the Word of God says. We do not go out and argue with their parents. We know that some of our children have been taken to voodoo ceremonies. It will not help to go out and argue with their parents. What we do is teach them the truth. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So we give them the truth of God's word, the truth that there is an almighty God. He loves them. He cares about them. He wants to be close to them. And he's only a prayer away. He is not far away, as they have been taught. He is very, very close. And that he sent his son to die on the cross so that they could have eternal life, so that they could know the love of God. Jesus is the love of God. And he loves them very much. This is a new concept to them. And we are reaching the parents through the children going home, telling their parents about what they've learned in school and what the Bible actually says. The voodoo people do not want the Haitian people to be educated. Because when people become educated, they actually read the Bible for themselves. But when they do not have an education, then they just have to believe whatever they are told. Well, that is so limiting. They cannot read the truth for themselves. And so it's easy for them to be deceived because they do not have the truth. And as Madame Cillian said, she had no light. We are trying to bring light to these people. We are trying to give them the true word of God, and we're doing it through the children, starting when they're young, before they are swept off into the other beliefs of the voodoo, giving them the truth of God's word in a way that they can believe, in a way that they are taught young, that they can pray to God, that they can have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that they can have a relationship with God the Father, and that God loves them. This is such a foreign thought to the people of that country, because they have been taught that God doesn't care. But he does. God cares about each one. And so our children are taking out the word of God. They're going to their families and teaching them the word of God. And so now when we ask people how many of them are Christians, instead of 3%, it's closer to 50%. we are making good progress in this neighborhood by sending out about 200 little evangelists. Who would resist a little child coming to them and telling them about Jesus? This system is working. It's working very well in that neighborhood. And we cooperate with the local pastors who are trying to teach the true word of God. We work with them and try to help them with their churches. We try to help the families. We show the love of Jesus through what we do. Some of the families have had some serious problems. There's been floods and earthquakes and everything else in Haiti. And no, that is never anything that God did to punish anybody. God loves those people. But these things do happen, and they happen in many places. So when these things do happen, it's a time for us to reach out and help the people, to show them the love of Jesus, and to show them that because we serve Almighty God and we serve Jesus, that we are going to help them. We have our baby feeders going around, and they'll tell people that Jesus loves them. They share the word of God. So we invite you to work with us on this, to maybe come and see what we do in Haiti and become a part of Christian Light School. We are the light trying to bring the word of God to Haiti. We can be found at christianlightschool.org on the internet. My email is sherry@christianlighthaiti.org, and our phone number is 904-661-8383. Or you can reach us by mail at Post Office Box 23098, Jacksonville, Florida 32241, Christian Light School, based in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We welcome you to come and visit, to get involved, and to find out more about us on our website or at Facebook if you look up Sherry Fossey, SHERRIEFAUSEY, on Facebook, and get more information about Christian Light School. It may just change your life if you were to come and visit us. And just think about how you can be telling other people how much God really loves them and God really cares about them.
You've been listening to the Christian Light School Program with Sherry Fossey. The Christian Light School Program is heard every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 on the Truth Network.